The other day we started a new thing with my hubby. We write letters to each other.
Oh,
true.
So that, because sometimes it's hard to say what you
what
want
it
to
is.
Say.
Yeah.
As in, face to face, by then is a kwangumu, and I get it. That's why I'm saying, whatever form of communication you come up with, we just have to talk.
As you're accountable to your partner, your partner has to trust you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what do you know? Mali mtu wako, you can only hope and pray that, you know, they are doing the right thing by you.
I had a question about jealousy. What's the line between being jealous and being like a passionate lover? Like, unajua msia anaweza kupenda. Like, hakutaki kuona uki...
Toxic.
Spontaneity.
True that.
Guys, welcome back to the Wave Red Podcast. If you're new here, do make sure to subscribe and hit the like button for this video. This is part 2 from the dating towards marriage episode. If you haven't watched that, please do make sure to go back and view that before you begin this one. So back still with
Mwe
and Karimi.
Yeah. Two beautiful girlies who are just recently married. Yeah. Or headed towards marriage. But now we're talking about the other side of relationships, not the rainbow and sunshines, but mostly the red flags in relationships. So I'll hand it over to you guys. What are some of the things you've experienced where you are like, nope, this is not for me, this is not my portion, I need to step?
Do I start?
Yeah,
so a red flag.
Yeah.
I think for me, first of all, values is important. And I'm not just talking about past relationships, but I feel like even with friends, maybe let me also say that, let me keep it very general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know as I sit here, there are people who I stopped being friends with because we didn't have the same values, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were very different, and it's not just the differences of like height. I'm like, I talk so much, they're quiet. No, but it's values. It's, you know, there's a sense of you're not respectful, you know, and you're, you know, some just to negative things. So I think in relationships, values have to match. If they don't match, then you'll always, like, that's a never-ending conflict, in my opinion.
That's a good one. Number 2. I'll say communication. Someone who, you know, we're not perfect in how we relate per se and how to talk to each other, but it's important that even, as you just said, even friends, people who you can have a conversation with, and always talk about things. Si ati unaye kandani or unaenda kuambia watu. See, mimi, you know, I just like having a straight up conversation. However hard it is, we still have to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
So communication is key. And including even to relationships. I remember there's a time I used to struggle, and that it was me as at fault actually, with like accountability and saying where you are, what you're doing. I used to struggle with that because at some point I used to feel like it's like you're always in my things.
Yeah.
You know, I always have to report. Actually, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
But I had to change my mindset out of it's just communication.
Yeah.
Why am I feeling as if I can't just share some information? What is it I'm hiding, which was nothing. But it's just that freedom of feeling that you can share with someone. I think that's important. So it goes both ways. The same way you expect me to share, I also expect you to share.
Okay. If I was to pick up from that, I'd the other, because it's sort of a communication issue, I'd talk about conflict resolution. You see, again, personalities are very different. Like, there's one thing I've learned now, because as I said, I'm in my 30s now. There's a confidence that comes with as you grow older and as you go through different seasons of life. You get a confidence. So one of the key elements of being confident for me is knowing who I am. one thing I know about myself, for example, is I'm not afraid of conflict. So sometimes I say I'm confrontational, but it's not to mean that I'm looking for a fight. Mm. But just as Karimi has said, if there's an issue, don't just die with it.
Yeah.
Be able to put it on the table. So for me, that's very important because of how you resolve conflict. Because you see, conflict is normal. Conflict is something that happens because we are different. Whether you've been raised, you know, together with your sister, it's a twin, whatever. And it doesn't even have to be relationship.
Mm.
How you resolve conflict is very important. So there are people, for example, who are avoid conflict.
Mm.
Avoiding conflict means you're sweeping under the rug. But you forget that inendange kipanda. Mm. Until one day, nikavilo nambi wangwa, now you in the relationship, assuming now me and Karimi, right? Karimi, maybe she doesn't talk so much, me I'm very talkative. Karimi one day might explode.
Mm.
Because she's not saying things. Maybe she's not saying it because of how I am,
yeah,
my personality, or just also because of how she is. So it's very important to figure yourselves out. And I think when we were talking in the previous interview, we shared that it's very important to work on yourself. Karimi said that,
yes.
And as she was saying that, I was thinking about do personality tests.
Mm.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
There's somebody who encouraged us to do them before. Do personality tests. Understand your trait. Don't just wake up today and think, mimi, by the vile nakwanga mlaudu, unajua you might be an empty debe.
Yeah.
So, uo unaongeanga tu mob na hakuna kitu ya mano unasema.
Mm.
So, conflict is the same thing. If you think you're somebody who avoids conflict, why don't I like conflict? You know, it could be a trauma, but it could be your personality.
Mm.
And then because you're in a relationship with somebody who might be different, figure it out. You can't even be two people who are quiet and think that the relationship will work.
Mm.
It won't work. So just speaking on that, I think dealing with conflict is important. And when you're not dealing with conflict, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
The relationship won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it will pile up.
It will pile up.
Always.
And you resent each other. In fact, kwanza, if you're not talking, you're keeping things. Ukiona msia na kukumbusha kitu. A few weeks, days, months down the line, unangalia tu msia baidhe unamchukia. Yeah?
Mm.
And you know, communication doesn't have to be talking like this.
Yeah.
It can be. The other day we started a new thing with my hubby. We write letters to each other.
Oh,
true.
So that, because sometimes it's hard to say what you
what
want
it
to
is.
Say.
Yeah.
As in, face to face, by then, as a kwangumu, and I get it.
Mm.
That's why I'm saying, whatever form of communication you come up with, we just have to talk.
Yeah.
We always have to talk. So if
yeah.
you realize, like me, later on, I'm the quiet one.
Mm.
I'm the one who never wants to discuss things immediately or discuss it.
Yeah.
But see, with writing things down, I'm able to share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to take it in
mm-hmm.
without the ears he has. You know, sometimes, you know, nangaka nasema kitu inaingia na inaingia na information different and yesi kusema.
Yeah.
Versus nikiandika, anaisoma tu kani andika. When I talk, sometimes it goes with tone. It comes with body language.
Maybe your attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, kuna attitude
so
funny.
Exactly.
And it's like,
so, talking and sharing and dispute
resolution
is just important.
Yeah.
However you come up with your own methods,
yeah. And understanding each other.
Yeah.
So as she's saying also, or rather as she said before, ukisha jelewa, you know, don't wait for somebody to keep on pointing. There's something called Johari window. I won't talk about it because I'm not a psychologist or whatever, but just Google, you know, you can put a link there for your followers. Unajua papia tunataka watu alan. Ukiambia msee kitu anastuka. So Johari window has four components and it talks about how you people perceive you, but also how you think you are to people.
Mm.
So it's very important to also keep on learning because life is about learning, by the way.
Yeah.
If I was to talk about, are we on number four?
Yeah,
Mahali, like number four. There's something I've also picked from Karimi, which I think is important. She said that at some point she really struggled with the accountability, like with telling someone where I am and everything. I think that's very important. In a partnership, it's important to be accountable to each other. You know, you could be somewhere, like us, we are here right now. Our people, mali wako, wakikuja kusikia like, oh, we had an accident as we are going back home, you haven't shared, you know? It brings a lot of panic. Someone maybe is used to you hanging out in another area code, it becomes so. But when I think about that, a red flag that I'm thinking about is possessiveness.
Yeah.
I think jealousy, possessiveness, honestly, that has no room in a relationship. Why? Kitambo sana, there's this lady who once told us that alikuwa amenotice one of our friends was moving in a very weird way, and she said, you know, udem haelewi that mwanaume hachungangwe. And I thought about it because, you know, Karimi and I both work. You also work, right? So 8 to 5, you're not with your partner unless you're working with your partner, which us, we don't have that privilege. So 8 to 5, you could be doing the same things unaweza kunapanga sasa kufanya weekend. Anyone who is possessive, anyone who is jealous, does not understand trust. You have to have trust in a relationship. So it's important for me to be accountable to Karimi, but Karimi has to trust me.
Yeah.
So that I'm not accountable to her because she's a jealous person.
Yeah.
Because then there's never a day, like if it's a female, there's never a day as a guy I'll ever have female friends.
Mm.
Itakuwa tu, hey, uwe ni nani? Ukijua ni boss? You know, and a lot of drama. So that's also another important thing. As you're accountable to your partner has to trust you.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what do you know? Mali mtu wako, you can only hope and pray that, you know, they are doing the right thing by you.
I had a question about jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the line between being jealous and being like a passionate lover? Like, unajua msia anaweza kupenda. Like, hakutaki kuona uki... Galavant.
Toxic. Yeah, okay, yeah. Galavant, because that's a funny word. Banting.
You know, we are humans and human beings have human connections.
Yeah.
And it's so natural.
Mm.
So you can't expect someone to now be a solo being. It's just not possible.
Like imagine if you're dating someone who literally, ukiongea na boy mwingine, ana jam.
Okay, yeah, you're possessive.
And jealous,
yeah,
because that's negative.
Now, utaisema passionate love.
Hakuna passion. Yo, by then is toxic. Yeah. I'm a dame. Okay. You see now, maybe there are other things. For example, you have to. For example, what I can say, like if maybe you're dating somebody who, maybe even how he was raised up, and itangawa say my dear nini. Then saweka dame juu ku grow up in that environment. Unaweza kusema. Then you need a idea and I don't know what elewa nini. Zingine tu ni misunderstanding. But there's a difference between that again and somebody who all the time ni uko wapi? Kwa nini? Sijui nini? Kwa nini unaongea na mse? Kwa nini? Yeah, that's toxic, baby. And me personally, I wouldn't encourage someone to be in that situation.
Okay.
Definitely not.
So.
Yeah.
So where's the line between friendly and over friendly?
Feeling like you want to control someone,
yeah,
you're nitty-picky, everything, you can't,
yeah,
you know, there has to be a level. I think that's why you're told to be mature when you're in a
relationship, yeah,
because there has to be a level of trust you just have,
yeah,
you can't be there all the time,
yeah.
And I have to just trust that he has me in his mind,
yeah. When he relates to ladies, because you see, when you talk about also being friendly and over friendly, like for example, you. Assuming umepatana na director, sindio, maybe umepatana mjonana even in a day or a month, uko na boyfriend unarukia director, that's wrong. As in, you don't even have, personally for me, you don't even have to be dating kurukia mwanaume mwenye, you have no business kurukia ti in the name of hug. See, you can just hug someone civilly and move on. So, I think there's that, there's, maybe that's what you mean by over-friendly,
yeah.
I don't know, but again, have your own boundaries, but you can't just also, hey, because as you know, you're in a relationship, you don't talk to somebody. Actually, like me, for me, again, I have a lot of male friends. I have a lot of female friends. My husband, the same thing. And it's not something that I look at. In fact, I've met some of his lady friends who I really love. I think hata wengine, nishawa hijack. Say to nonge almost every other day. Because wase tu ni wa mature. So as Karimi is saying, also be mature. Some of these things, if it's a trauma, because you see, maybe you could have been cheated on, that's why you're behaving like that. That's why Karimi said, work on yourself. Because all of us have gone through things. Ama, you experienced family, you know, infidelity in the family, and it affected you people growing up. So again, work on yourself, because you might be with a good person. You drive them away because of your issues. Yeah.
Okay.
my lover was, my red flag would be how someone talks about either their past, like even if it's their exes, their family, their friends. I really listen to how someone speaks about people. So from even teaching, even something as simple as a waiter, I check on that. Because, you know, it's something that I'll never be there, but that's who you are. So one day it will be me.
That's a good one.
One day to me. So even if it's exes, you don't have to speak ill about someone. I don't understand when people do that. Like, achanini tu vizuri.
Work on bitterness, msonge tu.
It's important. I hear that you speak positive. It's okay. It might be you've gone through something, but how you articulate it is important to me. Inaweza ku atio dema.
Men are dogs. You know, these stupid things people say, it's unnecessary, by the way.
May took it that from, there's a pastor who used to say, you possess what you confess. What you say with your words, to me, may take them to heart. So I really listen more than anything. The moment I hear you're very negative or you're always hating on someone, or someone who's always complaining, I just shut down.
When you've talked about how you treat others, I'm reminded that, you see, there are people who treat you according to the value you give them. So if us guys are friends who can ball at the same level, unapata hapo tunatreatiana vizuri. What Karimi is also saying is, imagine your waitress. Waitress analeta kitu, amwage kidogo, si ni binadamu. Sasa wewe saa nyingine unaweza beba kitu uteguke or something. Then you start now throwing words, who are you, umefanya, you know. That is also a red flag. I mean, it actually shows you that, ngoja. And for sure, I've been there with a friend. I'm not talking about a relationship now. I've been there with a friend where somebody once warned me, and they were like, are you sure? I mean, like, no. Us, we are good. Until now, that time when it was, even me, I was on the receiving end, I'm like, acha ni Mungu, umeroe kupanda. You know, tutandikane, sisi wote. Otherwise, so how you treat people, it's very important. And obviously, if you're treating people badly, you as the partner, please don't think you're special. Because utaonyeshwa maneno. Smiles
when we play games.
Which games? Which games?
BTS.
BTS.
Oh, he hits me.
Yeah, true. Violence. Stable. Just spontaneous ni kusema nini malice ya stability.
Anaruka,
I don't know. As in, what is stability versus spontaneity? I don't know. I think what are trending na stability. The fact that I have a companion. I love that. We are building together. I love that. Yeah.
I have a friend. My friend in the house with me.
My friend.
Spontaneity.
True that. By the way, okay. What do I miss is, I'm sorry, I know this is about to be controversial, my freedom. Like, you know, just waking up and doing whatever I want. You have to be accountable to your person. So, saingine mu miss yo kitu mazi. Yeah. Na tuna ubaya. Hata nyinyi mnakonga mmetukalia kiasi bana. Mazee. Hawezi tu amka. Mimi na Karemi tunaongeanga
2 hours.
2 hours kwa simu unasikia tu, yani it's normal because we used to do it before. Say inakuwa.
Sasa ni mmeongea
kulala bana.
I think we're at the end of the episode. If you guys have any questions, you can leave them down below. Probably I'll ask them later and they can answer in the comment box. So like this video, share it with your friends, and subscribe. Till next time.
Goodbye.